Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmia1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports. Yes, we are back. Thank you for sticking with us after our summer break. Preseason's underway for myself. The season's going to get underway in about a month's time, so we're back with The Season of Sports. And joining me, as always, is Joe Ovenall. Joe, how are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Asmir. Thanks for having me again.
No, I appreciate it. You are our amazing producer, so we couldn't do this show without you. So it's a pleasure to have you here. We're going to be talking this episode about the World Cup, obviously. What else could we talk about? This is the world's biggest tournament, sports tournament of sporting events, so we have to talk about the World Cup. Quarterfinals are on the horizon. Joining us will be Sasha Ibril, who's a Bosnian freelance journalist, telesport columnist. So he's going to give us some great insight on some of the teams still left in the tournament. But before we get into that, we've got to catch up on a couple of things that have happened over the summer. You know, me being a big basketball fan, I think the first place we must start is obviously the NBA Finals. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors sweeping the Cleveland Cavaliers and bringing an end to LeBron James's reign and time in Cleveland. As he has joined as a free agent, he has joined the Los Angeles Lakers on a four-year, $154 million deal, which sounds incredible. I think the general free agency period has been, it's been like watching a movie. You know, get your popcorn ready and see what happens. It's been amazing. I'm very happy for LeBron to choose the Lakers. I think he's in a mogul stage of his career. He's now going to look into his legacy and after career. I know it was a family decision too, so a fair play to him. As a Phoenix Suns fan, I'm devastated, although we will be seeing a lot of LeBron during the season. So we'll see how it happens. Paul George has remained in Oklahoma City Thunder. He's you know, chosen to remain with Russell Westbrook, which is amazing. Big fish out there still. Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio Spurs, wants to get out of San Antonio, wants to go play in L.A. We'll see what the Lakers do. I don't think the Lakers are finished. I think Magic Johnson is all about winning a championship, so I think he will add to this team as the summer goes on, and I can't wait to see how the rest of the dominoes fall. Saying that, we also have Wimbledon currently on. Roger Federer has been cruising after signing his new endorsement deal with Uniqlo, leaving Nike. That obviously hasn't put him off. He's cruising through the first couple of rounds. Rafa Nadal has also started his campaign in Wimbledon, so we'll see which one of these big boys lasts longest and if one of them will win Wimbledon. Are you going to go to Wimbledon, Joe? What are your plans?
I'm going to get down there. I'm going to try and go down there tomorrow, actually, and just go and check out the sun. So that'll be Friday, and sit in the sun and just see if I can get onto anywhere, any court, and just see if I can enjoy the day.
Well, lucky you. I'll be working hard in preseason thinking of you eating the strawberries and cream. So well done, you, Joe. You enjoy that sunshine.
Thank you.
Let's get into our chat with Sasha Ibril. Joining me now in The Season of Sports to talk about the World Cup is Bosnian freelance journalist and telesport columnist Sasha Ibril. Sasha, welcome to The Season of Sports.
Hi, Asmir. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. The World Cup, obviously, is such a huge event, and we want to get back into the swing of things to talk about it. It's been such a crazy tournament so far. Lots of things happening. The quarterfinals are just about to get underway, so the really hot and spicy part of the tournament is coming up now. So the first question for you is, being that I'm based in England, recording this, is football coming home, Sasha?
It's coming home, but you know how they say, you're not sure where it comes from, football. So yeah, England looks, I mean, I love this England. It looks great. It's quite young in terms of it's younger than we used to have England at the World Cups, and it looks like they are much more focused. They have a better coach than early, and I think that's very important for this team. And in the last 16, they showed they are psychologically much stronger than probably most expected. So I wouldn't call it, but England is, let's put it this way, England is a contender.
Absolutely. I think they're sort of under the radar a little bit, which I think makes it a great situation for this team. And doesn't put as one of the hot favorites to win the World Cup, and I think that suits him down to the ground. But obviously, with me being based in England, you're based in Stockholm. It's a fantastic game for us to preview the England versus Sweden quarterfinal. What is the feeling like in Sweden? Is there a bit of, you know, we've achieved as much as we could so far, so we're happy with anything else, or is there a bit of expectation to for them to, you know, to maybe even get to the final?
Well, it's a sort of a mix of these two things, because first thing, this team is in terms of quality quite weak. It's not that good, but obviously with all their well-organized defending, they came here and this is much more than they expected. So the whole nation is already satisfied. I could just say satisfied. But the thing is, having England in the quarterfinals and being on this side of the bracket where Croatia and Russia are, they see this as a big chance for them as well. Because you probably know the fact that Sweden never lost to England at the World Cups. So they see this as a chance to make a step further and to make something that they didn't do since the World Cup in the United States in 1994 when they played the semi-final. And all this is a huge surprise for all of them because nobody expected this. This team compared to that one in 1994 is a second tier team. It's a team full of I wouldn't call them mediocre, but average players that can't play at the top level of club football. But what happens here is that they have a brilliant team and they have a huge team spirit that is much bigger than in other countries, in most of the other countries, even some countries some teams that play at this stage of the World Cup. So, yeah, this is something that no one expected, that surprised everyone, but they still believe that they can do even better.
Yeah, I think this matchup, particularly England versus Sweden, shows how much team spirit means. I think it gets you really, really far. That togetherness, you know, over a long period of time, being together in the summer after a long season, I think, you know, it can definitely be a huge key to each team's success. So, you know, I'm fascinated to see what happens in this matchup and where it goes, from here.
Sweden has the advantage that they were in the similar situation when they played in the qualifiers. Because they were an extremely difficult group. They were outsiders in their group. I mean, no one expected them to go out to play at the World Cup. But they beat Netherlands, they beat France at home and got into the playoffs. And then when they draw Italy in the playoffs, again, no one believed in them. No one expected them to go to Russia. But what happened is that they continue to play the same way they played in the last 2 years. So this is a system that has as we say in the Balkans, head and tail. It's something that they work on for years, and this is just the final stage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see where it takes them. The quarterfinals kick us off with France versus Uruguay. Now, France obviously one of the heavyweights, Uruguay being a very, very talented team, so this should be a fascinating matchup. Waiting on fitness news for Cavani to see whether he will make the game. How do you see this quarterfinal playing out?
Well, all four quarterfinals, or three quarterfinals, apart from the one between Belgium and Brazil, are quite the same. Because on one side, you have a team that will try to play football, or at least that will try to have some passing game, some attacking game. And on the other side, you have a team that will sit and wait. In this case, obviously, France is the one who will try to attack, and Uruguay is the one who plays that sitting game. And in this case, I think this will be the huge test for France, because the teams they played so far, even though they played Argentina, they left them acres of space, and players like Mbappe and Griezmann needs that space to perform. And I'm not sure that Uruguay will allow them the same in this match. So I expect a very tight match between these two.
No, absolutely. I think this will be as tough a test as France will have faced. That's for sure. I mean, this is one rigid
sturdy team in Uruguay that doesn't have any defensive weaknesses, really. I mean, that defensive block, Muslera, I think for me has been one of the best goalkeepers in the World Cup. I think they have such a defensive strength that it's going to be so difficult for them to break it down. And then, you know, we'll see how that works. France certainly have the attacking options to break them down if anyone does. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I'm definitely intrigued by this match, and I think it's one of them that can definitely go either way. Sasha Ibro joining me here in the Season of Sports, Telesport columnist. Now, Sasha, we move on to the big heavyweight matchup in the quarterfinals, Brazil versus Belgium. Now, these are two of the best teams in the world. Either team would have been one of the favorites to win the World Cup at the beginning of it all. Tell me, give me your thoughts on this particular game.
You know, we played in the same qualifying group with Belgium, so we followed them pretty closely. But I have to say, I'm not impressed with what Roberto Martinez did there. I expected him to be, if not huge, then at least some improvement compared to what Mark Wilmot did to Belgium. And I think, again, they their coach or their manager is not matching the individual quality of the players they have. This Belgium, basically, we do not have an idea how good they are because at this World Cup, they didn't have a proper challenge. They played in a very weak group. They played the last match against England, which was not important to anyone. Even in the last 16, they had probably the weakest opposition of all. So I'm not convinced with this Belgium. This is a team with brilliant individuals, but they are yet to prove that. It was the same in France, where we expected much from them, but again, they failed to deliver. So on the other side, you have Brazil that relies on Neymar too much, in my opinion. And Neymar is a brilliant player. He's one of the best, or the best at this moment in the world. But I'm not sure if this Brazil is the Brazil that we are used to in the past. So I would say that everyone expects a bit too much of this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think where you look at it, you look at Brazil, they're always the sort of the Harlem Globetrotters of football. They're a superstar here, there, and everywhere. And I think when you look on paper, their team is fantastic. And I would put them as slight favorites over Belgium. Again, I think it's same as you. I'm not sure if I see a clear structure in a way of playing for Belgium, but their individual talent is undoubtedly there. But I think with Brazil, there's a bit more structure.
Sorry for interrupting you, but one of the biggest disappointments was Belgium against Japan for me, because this is the team that should play football at its, you know, the finest football of the World Cup. And as soon as they were as soon as they had first kind of trouble, they went to the plan B, which was, you know, route one, just banging balls to Fellaini, which is, in my opinion, something that should not happen to the team like this.
Well, that's, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes in a knockout game. When you're desperate, that's the way you go. But that third goal for Belgium particularly showed their quality is more than anyone, especially the counterattacking threat they have. So I think this is going to be a mouthwatering clash, two heavyweights going at it, and I hope for everyone that it's a good game. And now the last game I wanted to move on to, and I know you follow the Croatian team very closely, so I think you can give us great insights. Croatia versus Russia. I think, personally speaking, I expected to see Croatia at this stage, but I don't think anyone would have expected to see Russia being in the quarterfinals. But fair play to them; they've used the home field advantage, they've used the home crowd, they've used everything in their power to get to this stage. And you know, why couldn't they go further? I mean, how do you see this going? Croatia had a little bit of a disappointing performance against Denmark. They came through it, thankfully, with obviously a very good penalty shootout victory. Tell me how you see this game going.
When it comes to Croatia, it's a bit strange, a bit weird, because they did play good football. I mean, they individually, again, they are one of the best sides at this World Cup. And if you compare starting 11 of Croatia with starting 11 of Russia, I don't see a single Russian player that could get into the Croatian side. But I think Croatian performances at the World Cup so far are a bit overhyped in a way that we talk a lot about their qualities. And again, I didn't see that structure, as you mentioned with Belgium. I didn't see that structure that could be crucial in a match like this. Croatia is relying on the individual quality of their players. And when you have Modric and Rakitic and Mandžukić and I don't know, Lovren, it's something that can be a huge advantage for you. But in the same time, in the match against Nigeria, for example, which was a routine win for them, they had a first shot on target in 93rd minute or something like that. Against Argentina, they were a bit lucky to score the first one. Yeah, in the last 16 against Denmark, they were quite lucky to win that one, especially after Modric missed the penalty. And as I said, I don't see the clear structure. And playing against a team as Russia, which is basically a huge improvisation team that is limited but plays with a huge wind in their back, playing at home, this could be very important. As we've seen in this World Cup, the teams that are focused on not conceding a goal are in a huge advantage in matches like this. And if Russia keeps their focus, if Russia avoids the euphoria of the home side, I think they can even call back this Croatia.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Can't wait to see how the quarterfinals play out. Now, what we love to do on the Season of Sports, and before I let you go, I have to get your pick for the winner of the World Cup. Who is your team? Who are you choosing as to win the World Cup?
You know, watching this World Cup, at some point, I started to believe that no one wants to win this World Cup. Because, I mean, most of them had some terrible performances. But I would say the winner of this Belgium-Brazil match is going to be the biggest favorite to win the World Cup. And I will go for Brazil at this point.
Good. Me too. I'm going for Brazil, the safe bet. So we'll see. Sasha, thank you very much. Listen, for joining here, us here in the Season Sports. Really appreciate your insight, and we hope to speak to you again very soon. So guys, this brings us to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've absolutely had a blast being back, talking about the World Cup. I'm fascinated by these quarterfinals, to see who wins it and how the next 10 days or so play out. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram for the latest updates. Keep listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom. Leave us a review, please. And we'll be back with you guys once again very, very soon with another episode.